Okay, so let's see this Ben Yoyah, the very, very gishmak. So you over here on this, there's a little star over there on the right side. Here's a few pieces. We'll see what we see. But this first one's awesome. Okay, says the Ben Yoyah. Nearly. Besiata the Shemaya. You ready? Right? So anybody who sets a place for davening, so the whole time we're learning, you need to go to a shul, in as Makam Kavua, sit in that place, set yourself. Says the Ben Yoyah, Makam Hiyuchel Tfilo, Hu Halev. The Makam Kavua that we're talking about over here is your heart. Kolakovea Makam Belev. Latfilasa. Right? Avadi Avodisha Belev. Right? What does that mean? Ulaavdo Bechol Vavchem. A person's supposed to serve a Kaddish with his whole heart. What is that Avodah of serving Hashem with your whole heart? Tefillah. So Tefillah is supposed to be coming from the heart. Emotions, connected, kavana, you're into it. So Kol Koveya Makam Latfilasa. Anybody who's Koveya Tefillah properly in the proper place, which is his heart. He's not just dying from his lips. He's dying from his heart. Then, look out from Bezra. Sometimes he has kavana, sometimes not kavana, right? Kavana, the word kavana is a combination. Kavana doesn't just mean mindfulness. It's a das, where it's a combination between the mind and the heart. Right? Kavana. So you have, sometimes you have a person who has kavana this time, sometimes he doesn't have kavana. Nim says, ain't a kovei makom tefilasa. So he's not a kovei makom tefilasa. See, we're learning. A person has to set a place, and that place helps you, and there's a lot of anava and chassidus to be in that place. True. But a little bit, it was probably bothering people, like, okay, I get it. You know, if I sit in that place every day, so I'll daven a little bit better, but why such praises, the Elo Kavram, Be'ezro, and you don't hear this about other things? The answer is Ben Yoyah that says, no, you're learning the Gemara wrong. It also means amakum kavua, be'olam, be'makum, physical makum. Right. Everything has olam shana nefesh. Everything has a place. Everything has a time. Everything's in the soul. So anytime you're in any place, you're also in a time. Right? It's 9 a.m. There's literally a time. And there's also a place in the soul. So what the Ben Yoyah is telling us is that when you have a makom kavua, ba'asiya, ba'olam, ba'makom, begashmias, a physical place in a shul, he says that's start. But the ikur of voda, what the Gemara is talking about, is the makom in your heart. That's in the soul. That's in the nefesh. And what is the actualized way of that? That's called kavana. So anybody who's constantly having kavana in his davening, then it'll kavram bezer. We go into davening, as many people, some days kavana, some days not. And to some people it's more often not, and some people it's more often yes. Each person is different. This is a personal voda. But the person who's constantly having makom kovei, at least there's ways to do this without being so, like Rabbi Nachman will say. Rabbi Nachman will give you an Eitza Tova. He says everybody has their place in tefillah. Everybody has their tefillah. If you'd ask a guy, you can come up with top three tefillahs that you enjoy during the day. Top three. He says, Rabbi Nachman says, that's your place in tefillah, right? It's a makom within a makom. Tefillah is like the shul. Tefillah in general. The whole seder of tefillah is like the shul, but then you are supposed to have a seat in the shul, right? Your seat in the shul is your specific tefillah that you enjoy. Some people like Shema, some people like Aleinu, some Ashrei, some Modani, whatever it is. He says, make sure you do that with Kavana. Rabbi Nachman says, make sure every day you do that with Kavana, and the rest, of course try, but Al Tidag if you don't. Don't worry. So now we're taking a makom kavu within tefillah, because then you could take your specific tefillah, you could link it up with your makom kavu of your heart, in the makom kavu of the place you're in, olam shana nefesh, right? And it only takes 1 minute a day. Hit that place every single day. And you hear this Ben Yoyah, you have to have kavana the whole davening, and be like, whoa, I can't do that. So Rabbi Nachman says, Al Tidak, one tefillah every day, that's your tefillah that you are noted towards, as your makam kavua within tefillah, sit in your makam kavua in a shul, right? Even if you're not there, this also works. And then hit it with your makam kavua of your life. That's powerful. And it could only be 1 minute a day. Make sure you have kavana for that. Yeah? So he says, The person who's kavana here and kavana down, some days yes, some days no. Nimsa says eino kovei makom tefillah, so he's called an eino kovei makom tefillah. So, aval machavin tamen belibo, someone who's always has kavana in his heart, hariz a chashiv kovei of makom tefillah. So this person is a kovei makom for tefillah because he's kovei makom. He said, "What's the place of tefillah? My heart." So he's always setting that place in his heart kavana for tefillah. He's a kovei makom. Imagine we wouldn't have learned this one. This is a good one.
This is the Ikar,
I know. I was like yesterday, I almost moved on. And then I said, did I see the Ben Yoyada yet?
This doesn't come out
of Halakha.
In regard to
the,
I mean, it was
simple. Well,
it's Hilchas Kavana. But in essence, in the Sugi, it doesn't come out at all.
No. The Sugi is talking about a physical location, right? When it comes to Halakha, it's physical locations. When it comes to Yanafshi, we go a little bit deeper. If a person would go to a makom kavua every single day, a physical place every single day, and have no kavana, it would still be good. Still be good. Right? But there are higher and there's deeper levels. We'll see. What I wanted to get to today, which we're not going to, but there's like that Gemara in Zayinah Beis, Rabbi Yonah talks about another type of avoda, and he talks about even if you don't even have kavana at all, you don't even know what you're doing, but you just go to the same place every day, it's a milah. So we'll get back to that. She says, "V'zeh Elokei Avram Be'ezra." Now we understand why the God of Avram is going to help him. Ki Avram Avinu Olav Hashem Kova Makom Utfilah So Belibo Tamid. Avram Avinu was the one who was always kovei makom in his heart for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, I said this many times in the past, in recent past. V'ahav Tzad Hashem Elokeich B'chol Vavcha B'chol Nafshach B'chol Me'odecha. Love for Kadosh Baruch Hu with your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole ma'od. So v'ahav Tzad says the Torah, the Baal Torah. He says v'ahav Tzad is osios ha'avos. Ahavta is the same letters as Ha'avos. B'chol Lovavcha is Avram. B'chol Navshach gave up his life as Yitzchak. B'chol Meldecha gave up all his money. Aser Asrenu. That's Yaakov Vino. So B'chol Lovavcha is Avram Vino. He gave his whole heart to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'chol Lovavcha. He's the one who made a makom kavu in his heart. He's the one who started tefillah. He's the one who started emunah. It's Avram Vino. That's why it's Elokei Avram be'Ezro. This might be the cleanest pshat. Tichsir, the pasuk says El Hamakom. Right, El Hamakom Asher Amad Shamath Hashem. What Makom? In his heart, also Har Moriah. That's where he was, of course, physically. But he always plays a Kadosh Baruch Hu Lifnei Hashem Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. That means you've made a place in your heart for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ezehu Makom Shu Golu Lifnei Hashem Levado. What is the place that is revealed before Hashem only? Zalev. Kadosh Baruch Hu is revealed in his heart. Masha ain't kein hapeh hu lifnei acherim gam kein. Hear this? Your mouth is before a Kadosh Baruch Hu and people. What's the place that only is before a Kadosh Baruch Hu? That when the pasuk says elamakom asher amad sham lifnei Hashem only your life. When it's in your heart, it's between you and God. There's nobody else that knows what's going on in your heart, and that's what the pasuk's talking about. He says in the Gemara, it's kafalt. This is a piece to take home. You know, put in your talis bag. Look at this right before diving a little bit. And even if that 5 seconds of kavana, that's good. Right? Again, the Ben Yoyada, even though he might be referring to all of davening or all of Shemana Esrei to have kavana, and that's a makom kavua. But again, with a little Rabbi Nachman, to make it a little bit more palpable, at least palpable? Swallowable? Yeah?
This is Ben Yishchai.
This is Ben Yishchai, yeah. To bring it down, pick one tefillah every day and make it makom kavua in your heart. It's huge. Now, listen. Well, yeah, graspable, yeah, all the same words.
Talking about Shemoneh Esrei tefillah or just any type of.
So, you're right. The sugya is talking about Shemoneh Esrei, and probably, even though the Ben Yehuda doesn't say it, it probably is referring to Shemoneh Esrei. However, any time a person, even in Pesukei Zohar, has true kavana that he's before a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? You know, we've had different times where you're dying Pesukei Zohar, where you say it out loud, great. No kavana. Sometimes you say it and you know what the words mean, but you're not really in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And sometimes you're saying it, you really feel like you're praising Hashem. At that, if you get that kavana, then that's Ki'ilu Shemoneh Esrei. That's Mamash Lefnei Hashem. It doesn't have Hilchos Shemoneh Esrei, obviously. Again, Halach, it doesn't have. But in Pnimis, it does have. The point is that we want to just open it up and not pigeonhole it only to Shemoneh Esrei, the whole Shemoneh Esrei, because then people could be like, oh, I can't do that. One tefillah a day, really be Lefnei Hashem, with kavanah salev, that's kovei makom, and then Okay, Avram Bezra. And then you'll see, if you do that, you really taste that, then you'll want to continue. Why wouldn't you want to? Right? This, it's a spiritual geshmak. It's a spiritual hana that's better than any gashmis. So you'll see, wow, this is awesome. Let me do this again. When a person thinks I have to do the entire shemesh, the whole davening, he already gives up before he starts. That's how a lot of people have been doing it. Menachem says one tefillah. It could be Mizmor L'Soida. I'm a big Mizmor L'Soida fan. It's like four lines. Give kavana for that. If does Hashem Simcha, both fun. Dov loves that one. He's dancing.
That was the tefillah I was thinking about.
There you go. Of course, you're a big Hodel guy. It's a tremendous tefillah packed in. It's a big tefillah packed into four lines, five lines. Fine. Listen to this. Now we know that we've seen the Ben Yoyadas, and he says amazing, amazing Ramazan. Yeah. V'o near leave. See how this Shema. Look at this. Marsh. Half love a fella. Makom kavua. Makom is Rashi Tevus. Maisa, kol, umachshava. Mem, makom is maisa. Kuf is kol. Vav mem is umachshava. Uba machshava. Tosef is vav. He has to frame for meaning. You can't do umachshava. Vav mem umachshava. You can't do that. So he answers this. He says uba hamachshava betosef is vav. Lichlol ima hakavana. Machshava and kavana. Right? Machshava is more of just the mindfulness. Kavana is, again, more when it starts to attach itself a little bit more to the heart. So it's u-machshava. It's a concept, right? Vav is always mosif. Ki ha-machshava b'moach v'ha-kavana b'leiv. Machshava isn't, right? You need machshava to have kavana. So u-machshava vav mem is both machshava and kavana. Veheim kechad denafkin u-kechad esharin kenoda. I don't know what those words mean exactly, but it's one package, machshava and kavana. Vahatfila, the actual words of tefillah is the kol, right? It's the voice. Ach tzricha liyos shleima b'maisa, but kol, you should just know, kol, there's kol and dibur. Those are two totally different things. What's kol, what's dibur? Dibur is when I'm actually saying words. My lips are moving, my tongue is moving, there's five parts of the mouth, different osios are broken down into groups. That's dibur, that's lot, right? Kol is like the kol shofar. It's a sound. Now, when we speak, it's a combination of kol and dibur, which is a combination of malchus and teferis, whatever, right? Because the sound is coming up from my vocal cords. It's just a sound. When it hits my mouth, that sound, then I decide which letters through the permutations of my mouth and my tongue and my cheeks or whatever it is, and the letters come out. So he says, so right now we have clearly machshava and kavana. That's two. You have kol as the sound. But then you need the dibor. So he says, "Ach tzrich liyos shleim b'maisa." You need to finish off the avoda with a maisa. She yechtach osios b'sfasa, that you're cutting the letters with your lips. You're not seeing the letters. That's the maisa. If I'm reading a gemara, beidim zomen. Anybody who's learned the sugyas in Makos or it comes out in different places, Rabbi Akiva's sheet. I think it's Rabbi Akiva's sheet. He says, "Akimas svasaim hi maisa." They always talk about is eidim zomen. Is it a lav sheyesh bo maisa or is it a lav that doesn't have a maisa? So there's a sheet in the Gemara that says it's a lav sheyesh bo maisa, because since they have to speak words, that kimas asasayim, the moving of the lips, is like the maisa. So now you have makom, maisa, kol, u kavana machshava. That's makom. V'gam tzricha liyos shleima b'kavana machshava. Right, you need to have this full shleimus. That's what means makom. V'ha'avos zuchus yogin aleinu. I don't know what the aleph is. Amen. I guess. Ivdu es Hashem, avoda tama, whole, shlemus, perfect. Yaakov yishtam, b'maisa v'kol v'kavana u'machshav. When the others were davening, they had everything. They moved their lips. The kol was the sound, which is deep. Kavana clearly and machshava. V'liyos Avraham Avinu alav Hashem hayahu rishon b'avodas hakodesh hashlema hazos. Since Avraham Avinu was the first of this avoda. Therefore, the Torah explains this: the totality, the perfection of this avoda, the tefillah with all of its components. The pasuk el hamakom asher amad sham es pnei Hashem or lefnei Hashem. What it uses the pasuk, it uses the lashon makom when it's referring to Avraham Avinu going back to the same place, davening again and again, because makom is ma'isa kol u'machshava, because that's the avoda tama of tefillah. Yes?
Let's say that's what it says.
That could be a reason why, remember, we asked David also.
Covered by dirt.
a place. David also had it.
So why do we bring Avraham Avinu? Because he was the first of this, 100%. Nirmas betevas makom, therefore the pasuk says the word makom, shleimus hanizker, that because the word makom is a reference to the shleimus of this avoda, shurashi tevos, maisa kol umachshava. Ki havav, again, the rabos hakavana, the umachshava, the vav is kavana, ka'amor. V'amor, the pasuk says, es pinei Hashem. So now he's going to bring a little bit of a panemius. Pinei Hashem, which means the face of Yudke Vavke, remez la'osios sha'achere shem havaya. When it comes to Arizal, there's different times. Right? Yudke Vavke, we know, is the Shem Hashem. There's two, well, there's many. There's gematrias, we know, Absag Ma'ben, maybe you've heard of, Shem Ma, Shem Ben. Okay. There's also sometimes the osios ha'kodmos and osios ha'achros. Right? Sometimes you write the different types of ramazim. So the type of remez where it's the osios after Yudke Vavke. So after Yud is a kaf, after He is a vav, after vav is a zayin, after vav is a zayin. So it's Chaf, Vav, Zayin, Vav. It's a Shem Hashem. We don't even, you call it Kuz. You don't even say the full name because it's like a Shem Hashem. But it's again, it's in Remez, it's in a Kabbalah, it's in a Rizal. So he says, when it says, the Pasuk is referring to when Avraham Avinu was davening, Lifnei Hashem, or Pnei Hashem. So he says, I don't exactly know how to say it, but he says it's really a Remez to the letters after the Shem Havayah, Shehem, Chaf, Vav, Zayin, Vav. Misparam Tal. If you do the Gematria of Chaf, Vav, which is 26, which is Yudke Vavke, and Zayin, Vav, which is 13, which is Echad, right? So 26 and 13 is 39. That's Tal. Kaminyan Gimel Pa'amim Ahava. Three times Ahava. Ahava is 13. Plus 13 plus 13 is 39. Ahava and Echad, we know, is the same Gematria. V'ahav t'zer Hashem elokecha b'chol olavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol b'ondecha. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Shehayu lehem Ahava b'maisa, Ahava b'kol, Ahava b'kavanu machshava. So it's also three times of Ahava that Avram Avinu had when he was davening. Ahava b'maisa with his lips, Ahava with the kol, the sound, and then Ahava with the kavan and the makshav. That's what he says. Another remes. Unbelievable, no?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is like the whole sefer with these Muslims. It's unbelievable. So we're a little
dizzy, but it's awesome.
Yeah, you don't have to like remember and chazer it over. You have to just experience it one time. Be like, wow. It's mashwa. Well. The next one, we'll just read a few lines that he gets into a little bit more Kabbalah and Ramazim, and I don't want to lose anybody. So I just want to read a few lines, and then we'll go to something else. O Nira Libisyata Deshmaya, he says another thing. He says, Kovei Makam Latifiloso Klomer Mechavin Tamid, Can I give you Shalan based on Mikdash or based Kacha Kacha? We know that that we're also Kovei Makam in the physical alignment, not just in the Shul, but our what's the word? Alignment. Right, where we're pointing towards Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Beis Hamikdash, Kodesh Kodeshim. It's really Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Beis Hamikdash, Kodesh Kodeshim. Shneimar, Banoi, what? That's what it is. Yeah, it's towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Eretz Yisrael is the Hey, Yerushalayim is then the Vav, Beis Hamikdash is then the Hey, and the Kodesh Kodeshim is the Yud, going back up. We're outside, so we're Kiilu behind Yud Kei Vav Kei. So we're davening. We're davening towards right. Yesterday we learned the Bnei Sosra. You have to push a lot of energy in when you're down from Chutz La'aretz, because there's a lot of klipas. So you have to push hard to get to Eretz Yisrael, which is the Hay. You have to continue to push with Kavana to get to the Vav, then get to the Hay, then get to the Yud, Kodesh Kodesh. So he says, okay, you know what? Let's pause here. He gets into a lot of these Ramazim. But I'll tell you, I'll tell you something else that came to my mind yesterday after seeing this, and then just thinking about this. I have no idea what time it is, by the way, so I don't
40.
Know. 40. It's 40? Just tell me when it's 55, because I don't know.
It says on the phone.
Oh, does it? Oh, 41, nice. So if we go back to the beginning of time, even before there is actually time. So we know, again, very, very quick review, we know that there was the Or Ein Sof, the unlimited, infinite light, only HaKadosh Baruch himself, Kevyachol, we have no Hasag. The world started. The beginning of the world, anything started when there was a tzimtzum. Right? When a Kadosh Baruch Kiviyachol hid, I like to always say like this, he hid his infinite self. He revealed a finite self. That finite self, which is really a hidden infinite, is called the Chalal. He made a place, a space in the middle called the Chalal HaPanoi, at the empty space, Kilu. And then the revealed Ein Sof is outside of that, right? The Kodesh Baruch Hu's magic trick. And then in that place of the Chalal HaPanoi, that's where all the worlds that you know of, maybe heard of Ak and Atzilus, and all those worlds came to be, down to the Olam HaSiyah. We're in this place. Now, what was sent in to the world, according to the Arizal, that that is the unifying factor, that from it, all the world, Ak, Atzilus, Bri, Yetzirah, Asiyah, and everything in it was created, and all that's Ashiris, it's called the Kav. Probably heard of this before. The Kav, that quote unquote, again, it's not physical at all, that ray of light, that straight line, which is really a piece of Ein Sof, but it's one piece that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed it to be infinite, at the same time not destroy the finitude. Again, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who can live within paradoxes, can do such a thing. And from that place of the Kav, it was a light, that part of the light, the outer part of the light, is called like the Or Makif, which this is infinite, nothing to touch. But then there's the Or Panimi, which is the light that then can enter into vessels and they can get form, the highest form being Akim Kadmon, which we have, it's not really physically form at all. It's just, you could say words about it. That's where Arich is, that's where Keser is. And then as it started to, the Hishtalshers down to Atzilus, which is Chachma, Abba, and then it goes into Bria, which is Bina, which is Ima, right? Down, you've heard these Lashonas before, Rabbi's spoken about them. Then down into the world of Yitzira, which is Teferis, which is Ze'anpin, and down to our world, which is the Olam HaSiyah, Malchus, Nukva. That's where kind of we reside. We connect everything at the same time, but things are very, very high. Right? This is the basic. Right? Chalal Panoi, and then there's the Kaf. Okay? So think about this. When we're standing in any place, right? Every place is really two things at the same time. There's a tzimtzum. I'm in this seat, in this shul, in Windmere, in Long Island, in New York, right? But at the same time, if the Kav has in it, or brings down with it, an Or Makav, which is totally infinite, so, and I'm in this place, in the realm, in the perspective of infinity, I'm in infinity. I'm everywhere. At the same time, I'm Bitzimtzum in this place, but I'm also infinity at the same time. Right? Because I could connect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu in any place I want exactly the same way. Yet, in the physical world, in some way, we are bound to a Makom. There is a Tzimtzum. We live in a Tzimtzum. So it's a combination of both. So when you have this world that we live in, and you're in this place, specific place, and yet you're able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the infinite way, that would be called Kaveh El Hashem. Kaveh El Hashem. The hope we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that tefillah we have, that's where you connect to the Kav. Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak V'Amet, the Kaveh El Hashem. So think about this. We're living in this world, and then there's a Tzimtzum, and a Tzimtzum, and a Tzimtzum. So we are in a makam kavua. We're in a makam kavua in this world. And when you then stand in one place and connect to the Borei Kol Olamim, you're now connected to the Kav. The whole sugya of makam kavua, really, in a deep way, is the whole creation of this world. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu took an infinite self, created a makam kavua, Chalal HaPanoi, it's called the makam. It's a makam kavua, right? We'll make a visual. It's a makam kavua. And then in that, he sends a light in. So when we stand in one place, a makam kavua, in a state of tzimtzum, yet we're open to tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're connecting to the Kav. So we're literally reenacting creation in the deepest way. That's what's going on, I think. That's why it's so high. We don't even understand how high it is. And of course, you could be mitzamtzim and you can bring the Kav specifically to the heart, like we were just talking about with the Ben Yoyada. Look at the word makam in your head. What do you see? No. That was last term. Mem, Kav, Mem. The word makam is tzimtzum on the outside, or meitzar, like, and then and Kav in the middle. Right? That's what a makam kavu is. You stand in one place, Mem, Mem. And then right in the middle is the Kav. That's where the word Makam is. What about the word Kavua?
There's a Kav in there too.
There's a Kav in there too. Kuf Vez. You should look at it. Vav Ayin. So there's Kav, and what two letters are left? Bays and Ayin. Bays and Ayin. Ayin Bays. What's Ayin Bays? Chesed. Chesed. The Kav.
Why is Ayin Bays Chesed?
It's Gematria Chesed.
Oh.
Which is also the Shem Ayin Bays, which is, right, if you spell it Yud Kev Vavke, one of the highest revelations, Yud Kev Vavke, Yud Vav Dalet. Hey Yud. Yeah. Chesed 72. Samach and then a Chesed and a Dalet. 60 and 12. Right? And that's also the Shem Ayin Bays, which is one of the most expansive Shemus of a Kodesh Baruch, which is Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Yud, Vav, Hey Yud. Spell that all out, that's Gematria 72. It's a Shem Ab. It's a Shem of Chachma, it's the beginning of the world, Chesed. So that's what. So Kav Ayin Beis, that's what the Kav is. The Kav is when a Kodesh Baruch sending in Shefa. The whole world is based on this Chesed. Om Chesed Yibam. So when a person stands in that place, Amakom Kavua, and he's davening, so you're literally reenacting the creation of the world, connecting to the Kav. What Kav? The Kav of Chesed. And Makom Shalom?
Shalom.
Makom Shalom. That's why, first of all, Makom, we said, if you remember, the Zohar says, Makom is Gematria 186, which is the Gematria Yud times Yud, Hey times Hey, Vav times Vav, Yud times Yud, Hey times Hey. Makom is the expansiveness of Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? Height, sorry, width times length, it's hard to say, that's called area, Makom. So what's the Makomo Shel Olam? Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud times Yud, 10 times 10, 5 times 5, 6 times 6, 5 times 5, right? That's Yud Kei Vav Kei multiplied by itself. A length and a width. That's Yud Kei Vav Kei expanded. That's the Makom Shel Olam. So when you're standing in one place, you don't have to go all over the place. Like, remember the Marsha. You should go back to the Marsha. He says, you don't need to go all over the place. Makom Kavua means you believe. You don't need to go to the Darum for the menorah and the Safon for the Lechem Apanim. Just stand in one place, and that creator of the world that Avraham Avinu found, he connected to the Kav before anybody else. You're everywhere at the same time. You don't have to go anywhere because you can connect to the Kav in the infinite. You're in the Makom Shel Olam. Where's God not? He's everywhere you are. And you are everywhere he is. Right? So the Makom Kavua is a very... let your mind go a little bit. Don't be so pigeonholed. It's massive.
That's Mitzrayim also.
So that's what the Mem.
The Yitzhahara got in the open Mem. And then the Yitz, something like that. Rebbe had a share in that.
Could be like Yitz or Tsar within the Mems, you're saying?
Yeah, the Mem is Mem Asai Karan Shema. It's the beginning
of Karan. Yeah. You could continue these types of... It's real. They're all Bechinas. So if you continue going for another minute... Right, this is going to be a little bit harder. If you do the gematria of Makom Kavua, right, let's do it.
793.
When Makom is 186. Take a calculator. No, let's take a calculator. It'll be easier for you. Makom is 186 and Kavua. Kavua is Kuf Vav, which is 102, and 72. So 174. It's 174. 174 and Makom 1 and 186. What do you get?
174 plus 186?
Yeah.
360.
186 and 186. And 178. Sorry. That was my fault. 178.
364.
Okay, hold on for a second. Now, we're going to do... there's a type of gematria called the miloi. Right? We just did like Yud Vav Dalet is Yud. Yeah, so let's do them. Let's do the miloi of Makom. So Makom is Mem. Mem is 80. Put it in. It's going to be hard to write. Kuf is Kuf Vav Pei, which is 186. Kuf is really Makom, 186, plus 186.
So 80 plus 186.
Correct. Vav, let's do, I think Vav, let's do. Let's do 12, plus 12. And then...
Plus.
What?
And then plus... Plus 80 again. Plus 80.
He's like he's chipping in my ear. He
wants to feel like he's involved.
No. Can I have this again? You guys didn't. That's not right.
Plus 364.
No.
Use your other finger.
It wasn't right. It wasn't right.
Use your other finger.
Give me a second. 80 plus 186.
Plus, dude, I'm listening.
Let's do plus 80.
No, actually, can't.
That's ridiculous.
346.
Not that much going on. How many kids do you have? How do you... How do you deal with the kids?
You're going to call ACS. Oh, so maybe I did it wrong. Maybe I got the words wrong. I thought this was very good.
The whole thing is over. The whole thing's toast.
Hold on a second. I have to work this out afterwards. No, because I thought the Gematria
365 days a year, you have to be a yid.
One second. Sometimes it can happen. You get excited, you know?
Yeah, you should. And don't worry, I'll probably be gone soon. He's going to kick me out. So you need to.
All right, I have to see this again.
Everybody's going to call your mother. Careful.
I'm a little bit off here.
Maybe my father.
Okay, I'm a little bit off here, so I can't say this one. I'll do this later and come up with it again. I'll go upon him. So kavei al Hashem, when a person, that's like this. All tefillos, kavei al Hashem. That's the tachlis, kavei al Hashem. Lifnei Hashem, shivis Hashem. That is the inyan of being in a makom kavua, connecting to the kav. When a person's all over the place, of course you can connect to the kav. It's all over the place. But if you're that kind of person, again, not you're forced to be in a different place. If you're just an all around type of person, you're not probably not connecting to the kav. Because the kav is everywhere at every moment. Even if you're in, you can connect to the kav in any place. But a person who's going to, generally, is the person who's koveya a makom. When he's koveya that makom, he's living with the kav, right? The kav of chesed, and that kav that's in the tzimtzum. So that could be a little bit of the depth.
It definitely relates to all these Torah's nun that Rebbe's talking about.
Sharanun?
Sharanun.
Oh, I haven't heard them so much. Okay, good. They should. Akoponim.
Because he's talking about Zel and Mazen. It's also from Bilvavi's Sefer.
Yeah.
That the device has the ability to access the infinite, but the wrong way.
Oh, that's right. So this is Zelu Mazel of the Shamanun. That you can connect.
In your mind, you could connect to the highest place. In your device, you could.
So here, you could be in one place. Right, let's blow you. We're going to end off with it. We're going to blow you away. One more. Ready? We'll blow you away. We'll end off. Okay. So with those things, so the Shamanun, there's a Shamanun Detuma. You could have one device, a Kav, that's connected to infinite. However, Shamanun Dekedusha, the Ikar is to be able to stand in one place and connect to everything. Right? That's what Tanya Tefillah. What's the Gematria Nun? Nun Vav Nun?
106.
Kav. That's Nun. Okay, let's jump to the next week.
I thought it was like a line.
What do you mean,
is that physical? Like, it's no. A-